true stories from the legal files of the Alliance Defense Fund. This is Portraits of Freedom.
A few months ago, I came across the headline, ACLU asks jail for public school officials. What do these Louisiana school officials do to deserve the ACLU's threat of prison? Did they embezzle school funds? No. Did they endanger a child's health? No. I read a little further and found out what the ACLU thought was justification for jail time. It was prayer. The ACLU asked a federal judge to reprimand the school officials because a parent said a prayer over the public address system before a high school ball game. ACLU of Louisiana Executive Director Joe Cook said the school's actions were un-American and immoral. But it gets even more incredible. The ACLU then asked the federal court judge to sentence the school administrators and teachers to jail because a prayer was uttered at a school banquet. According to Cook, the federal court must rein in religious extremists who've taken over the school system by hijacking Christianity and using it to carry out their agenda of indoctrinating and proselytizing captive students under their control. This is the same ACLU that in several states has filed lawsuits to force mandatory tolerance training for school children to accept homosexual behavior. But as usual, the ACLU wants one set of rules for itself and another set of rules for everyone else. To find out more about the ACLU's efforts to silence and intimidate ordinary Americans, you can order my new book, The ACLU Versus America. Call 877-TELL-ADF or go to adfradio.org to get your copy. I'm Alan Sears, president of ADF.